Over the recent long weekend, I visited Stellenbosch to explore the historic houses which make up the Stellenbosch Village Museum. There are four old pianos in the museum, and the instruments and the rooms in which they're housed give a good glimpse into domestic music making in the Cape in the 18th and 19th centuries. Two of the pianos are the so-called square pianos, though of course they're rectangular, the type of piano that Jane Austen played, as did her heroines. These neat, relatively affordable pianos were so popular that Broadwood Pianos said they wished they could make them as quickly as muffins. The Victorian house features a dedicated music room, and in this is a large, dominating grand piano. But the most unusual and rare of the pianos is the one found in the music room of the Regency Grosvenor House. It is a cabinet piano, one of the early forms of upright pianos. If you can imagine taking a grand piano and folding it so that the strings go up the wall at 90 degrees to the keyboard. The strings are housed in a cabinet, the front of which is covered with gathered silk. It's a tall and elegant instrument, made by the London firm Kirkman in around 1780. Fewer than 30 of these instruments were produced, and only 6 survive today. This was a time of great experimentation with the idea of the upright piano. The results included the asymmetrical giraffe piano, the neoclassical-looking pyramid piano, and cabinet pianos that also included shelving in the space not taken up by the strings. What is known of Jane Austen's music-making may be similar to what went on in the Grosvenor House. She practiced every day in the morning on her square piano made by William Stoddard of London. She performed for her friends and family, sometimes solos, and often accompanying songs. As was common in the time, she copied popular songs and dance tunes into her own music books. The scores which she owned include music by composers of the day, such as Pleyel and Eichner. Amongst her collections of sonatas is this one by Pleyel, number 2 in D major. The first movement is an allegro with variations. Martin Suter plays it here on a Stoddard square piano dating from 1807. That was Martin Suter playing Pleyel's first movement from his keyboard sonatina, number 2 in D major. Just in case you wonder, I wish I could claim to be related to William Stoddard of Stoddard Pianos. However, they have only one D in the middle of their name, and I have two. This bonbon and many others are available on the FMR website.